Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, Washington, we're in the heart of the American Redoubt on 96.5 FM and AM 630. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
Yes, and again, we made it through another week, everyone.
I know.
We're still here.
Yep, we're doing better than the latest Elon Musk rocket.
Yes, yeah. Hey, you know what? That counts.
So, you know, it was kind of funny, too, because after like 3 minutes, it exploded, just disintegrated, right?
Well, I was really glad to find out that it was not manned, you know.
Right, they're not ready for that yet, but the official word that they put out was, following a successful launch, the SpaceX Starship experienced a rapid, unscheduled disassembly just 3 minutes after liftoff.
Rapid disassembly.
Rapid, unscheduled disassembly.
What is there? Is that, there something profane about saying it blew up?
That was their official. That was their official press release.
That's so right ridiculous. Did I'm guessing the Biden handlers edited that statement.
I know somebody said, "Is Elon Musk trying to go into politics or something?"
Right. Yes, his stuff never explodes, right?
That's right. Occasionally we have a unscheduled rapid disassembly in the air. But yeah, it splashed down in somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico or somewhere, but safely, everything was, you know.
Really that's cool. Right.
So little
no,
minor
no
setback.
Fish were harmed
I'll
in
tell
the
you
testing
what,
of this rocket.
They are so much more efficient what they're able to do compared to NASA. I mean, the technology has made major leaps forward at a fraction of the cost from what NASA is able to do.
Well,
it's amazing.
Of,
private
it's
enterprise.
Yeah, yeah.
Private enterprise. And, you know, they're experimenting and they got the money to invest. And if they got a rocket that blows up and lands in the ocean, they have a better track record than North Korea's rocket program.
That's for sure. I think kind of everybody does, except for maybe Iran. They weren't able to get their rockets into orbit or into the correct flight path.
That's probably why they're going to be buying their technology from China now or somebody, Russia. So,
well,
and
you know,
speaking of that, things in the Middle East heating up. Right now, the Pentagon has confirmed the U.S. military will send 9 C-17 aircraft with Marines to Djibouti to prepare for the evacuation of the U.S. embassy staff in Sudan.
Oh, wow.
So pray for the people in under this regime, the track record for removing people from embassies in war-torn areas.
Hasn't been so great.
Not a very good track record. But what's interesting about that whole situation there is the chess pieces lining up for prophecy, you know, in the Middle East. Because we know that at some point... Ethiopia in the Bible, which is today's Sudan, is going to come against Israel. So, you
right.
know, there's
yep.
Ezekiel 38 and 39, and then there's, you know, Psalm 84, and or Psalm 83, rather, whichever comes first. There's debate, even among biblical scholars, which one of those comes first. But essentially, the pieces are lining up where we can see prophecy will be fulfilled.
And
that's right. It's coming up soon. And we're watching that. This is the time to be paying attention.
I know. Well, like you said, like we continue to say, we're just fortunate to be able to watch this in the end times. Granted, it can be disheartening to see it happening around you, but
yeah.
But it's also nice to know that, you know, God has got us, and that's the whole reason why he showed this to John, and
right.
you know, had him cover all of this in Revelation to let us know for a fact that he's got us, and you know, this is the warning saying, don't fear, you know.
Yes.
You're going to go through all of this crazy stuff, but don't worry, you know, because he has overcome the world.
Well, it's like Lot watching, I'm sure it was disheartening watching his people rebel against God and
yes,
have to face right. the punishment. The same thing with Noah. It was heartbreaking to see the people living the way they were and God bringing judgment. But among all of that, what a time to be alive.
Yep.
And so that's, you know, that's what's, it's disheartening to see what's happening in the world and our culture in this amazing country God gave us and to see rebellion taking place. But once again, what a time to be alive.
Right. Yeah. Cause, well, as the 7-year tribulation is described, never before in the history of this planet has there ever been a time as tumultuous as what's coming up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just keep praying that you be found worthy to not have to go through that.
That's right.
That you be close to him and that you're walking in his ways and doing everything that he told you to do, you know. And
yeah.
he puts a lot of emphasis on kindness, compassion, serving people that really need help, you know,
yes.
like the widows, orphans. And, you know, so when we see people talking against this open border because of the child trafficking and because of the human trafficking in general, but especially the children, that's where we really, really need to be concentrating a lot of our efforts, because I can guarantee you that is going to be one of the big questions he asks everybody in this era is, what did you do about all the children?
Yeah. Did you speak against it?
Did you help do anything?
Yeah.
Did you help fund any of the people that were down there volunteering, trying to be the boots on the ground? Did you help them?
Right.
Or, you know, these are the things that are very, very important to the Lord. And I mean, he even sent the Jews into captivity for failing to do such things.
That's true.
And
yep.
and so it's not just a matter of you know, just maybe not sinning. It's also a matter of doing good things for other people and being kind and loving and compassionate.
Right.
And so in fact, he even references the weightier matters.
Yes.
You know, he's like when you're tithing, that's important. Of course, that's important because that's what contributes to God's system of helping everybody helping each
right.
other.
Right. God's economy.
Right. But he said, but even more important than that, the weightier measures like love and mercy and compassion.
Yeah.
And that is what really those are the matters of the heart. And those are the things that, you know, that he walked in. He walked in love. God is love, you know, and we're all his children. So if you had a bunch of children out there and you were concerned about how everybody was treating them and how they were treating each other, that's definitely a matter of the heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And before anybody misinterprets what we're saying, you're not saved by works. That's not
nope.
what we're saying.
Nope.
You're saved by grace and by faith in him alone. But
you're also told to walk in his ways.
The Pharisees and Sadducees thought that they had it all down and they were doing it all right too.
Right.
And he addressed heart issues. They were way off base where they're sacrificing they're doing the sacrifices, they're doing the temple, they're doing the religious thing. We're all in, and they were way off.
That's right. You know, and it's an interesting thing because this life is definitely one test after another. You know, as soon as you've managed to turn away from all your sins, right, and put those away so that they're no longer in the forefront of what you're doing, you know, you're maturing in your walk as a Christian.
Yes.
And now you're like trying to eat the meat instead of just drink the milk.
Exactly.
You know? And so as the sin issue is not really much of a problem anymore, then there's the rest of the story, right?
Yeah.
You know, now do you love your brother? Just like the ladder that we were talking about in 2 Peter, where one thing leads to another, where as you master this, now you go up the next rung. Now you can master that. And,
right.
you know, ultimately it's about making sure that all of your relationships are are right relationships.
Right.
Like you're treating everybody the way you want to be treated, right?
You know, the time that we're living in is a really dangerous time because Jesus said, pray that you be found worthy,
yep,
not to have to go through the great tribulation. Yes, you will face tribulations. We're talking about the great tribulation and missing the rapture. Here's a question. Could you be saved because you believe in Christ and you have faith in him, that he's the Son of God, he raised from the dead for your sins, so you're covered? If you die in a car accident, you're going to heaven. Does that make you worthy of not having to go through the tribulation?
Well, that's
what if there's
a good
heart
question.
Issues? There's right. unforgiveness. There's bitterness. There's all of these other things that are heart issues. So yeah, you have salvation. If you die, you're going to heaven. And does that make you worthy?
Right, exactly. I'm kind of guessing no. Because it says, the parable of the 10 virgins.
Right.
The five that have the oil of the anointing, right?
Right.
What does that mean? If you've got the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you're walking in the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You've got, you've got self-control, you're treating your brother in a loving manner, you're basically, you're behaving like Jesus did towards everybody else. You're helping people, you're loving, you're kind, you're genuine. If your relationships are not right, if you're using people, if you're doing, faulty business transactions, or, you're doing things that take advantage of other people, that is exactly opposite of the way Jesus lived and behaved,
right.
And so, it's a good check. It's a good check is just, again, look at that in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26. It describes the fruit of the Spirit. It includes love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, right? And, the opposite side of that, are you behaving more in a fleshly manner? And the list there is, are you committing adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. And so which side of those are you on?
Right.
Are you walking in the fruit of the Spirit? I'd have to say that is the best measure to be able to determine,
right,
whether you be found worthy, because you can be saved and baptized and you're covered. That's the grace. That's the grace of the Lord.
Well, of the 10 virgins, all of them were called bridesmaids.
Right.
Or the brides. They were, they were bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids, yep.
Maids, thank you. but only half of them were taken.
That's right.
So will you be taken by the bridegroom when he comes, or is your oil lamp not full?
That's right.
Where you go to knock and he says, oh, I never knew you. I'll see you in 7 years.
That's right.
Actually, I'll see you in about 5 years, because that's when you're scheduled to have your head cut off by the Antichrist forces. But yeah.
Exactly. See, that's when you really want to be very, very strikingly honest with yourself and make the changes that are necessary. Don't do it when it's too late.
Right.
Do it right now.
Yeah.
Practice. I mean, if you have to practice love, practice joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Heck, if you guys need this list, I have printed out a whole bunch of them. You can actually, you can contact us on our Telegram channel. Send me your address. I'll send you one in the mail.
There you go.
Or you can just pull up Galatians chapter 5, 16 through 26 and print them out yourself. But I'd be happy to send you one if you wanted one. Or, I could just post it on Telegram. You could save it to your phone, whatever. But it's important. These things matter.
Yes.
They matter. I mean, just being a blessing, just waking up every day and making the commitment to, tell the Lord, Lord, show me who I can be a blessing to today.
That's right.
What
a great word.
Yep. Seriously, that's...
And this isn't even the word of the day.
Right.
We, in case you guys can't tell, we just don't even want to talk about the news today.
I'm so sick of
There's so much going on. And there's so much to cover, and it's so heavy and just blah.
It weighs you down, and so it says, you know, there's all sorts of awful things around you, but focus on the good things. So what's better than to focus on the good news?
Right. There's something to be fired up about. The good news.
That's right.
Right. All right.
We win in the end.
Yes. Okay. There's a lot to sift through, and it's just, you're surrounded by it. I mean, you're just, well, at least we are. We're immersed in it, and it's just, by the end of the week, we're just ready to talk about the Lord and other good things.
You're not kidding.
But well, speaking of that, and we're looking forward to Sabbath, because that's our unplug time.
Yes, exactly.
And reconnect and recharge.
Yeah, we set our phones somewhere else, and we listen to sermons, and we read the Bible together. We do Bible study, in-depth Bible study, searching, you know, running down all the little rabbit trails that are so much fun. And
very cool.
And it's just, it's so great, because for one day, it feels like you get to be with God and just forget the whole entire world.
Yep.
it's lovely.
It is. All right, but let's get to the word of the official word of the day.
The official word of the day comes to us from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 6, that read under the title, Concluding Moral Directions. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? And that's it.
There you go. Good one.
Yep, that's
just such a great one.
Fantastic. In fact, here the Bible notes say, covetousness and financial fear are overcome by a contentment founded on the assurance of God's constant presence and the promises he extends to us to supply our daily needs. Because of the word of assurance that he himself has spoken, we may boldly respond with a declaration of confidence. And so, you know, I really was happy to see that, because, you know, as inflation is really skyrocketing, you know, there's a lot of financial fear going on out there right now. I mean, heck, we just, last week was tax time, you know, and so, people might have quite a bit of financial fear, but to overcome it, the contentment can be found by the fact that God says that he will supply our daily needs.
Yes.
So, you know, kind of relieves some of the anxiety.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God for that. Thank him for that.
For sure.
Yeah. So, okay, well, good. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. And the scripture, the word of the day.
Okay, so that again was Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 6.
Okay, got it. All right, thank you so much for that.
Well, praise God.
Absolutely. All right, we'll go ahead and take a quick break here. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Learn how to not get left behind. Are you worthy? Make sure that you're found worthy. Well, this might be a great place for you to start. And you can go check it out at JesusAppears.com. Thank them for sponsoring this segment. And thank you guys for all of your support. We're listener supported, so much appreciated. RadioFreeRedoubt.com is our website. That's RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And to contact us, you can click on that contact tab there. And love to hear from you guys. All right, we'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there.
Position. Is it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage. We have seen it flare up and burn brightly in every national emergency, on the battlefields and at home. The socialists, the communists, and their followers would like to see the American spirit extinguished. If each of us will rise to the occasion, if every citizen, young and old, will accept the challenge of his citizenship, then the socialists and communists and their followers will not prevail, and America will go on toward the fulfillment of her great world destiny.
Dr. Clifton L. Gaines, Jr. was our instructor. This is a continuing series based on the unique political and economic system which has made America great.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. That's prepping2-0.com. Check them out as well. All right, Lady Liberty, we've got a couple things here going on. This mRNA thing that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. We got a little bit more information on that.
That's right. I have an Epoch Times article here, and the title describes, in depth, the controversial mRNA technology is now targeting livestock. It says here that 5 states have introduced bills either prohibiting gene therapy or mRNA technology in meat products or requiring full disclosure on the packaging. And it was starting in April, so it's already underway. And like we reported, in fact, it was almost alarming to us when we reported this, like, oh my gosh. So any of the livestock, any of the beef and pork since April, where are they, administering this mRNA,
yes,
right? And we better be very, very cautious as to what we're going to buy and from whom until we know for a fact whether this meat that we have has it in it or not. And so it says here that at least 5 states have introduced bills restricting the use of controversial mRNA technology or gene therapies in livestock or demand the full disclosure to consumers on the product packaging. What happens? My question is, what happens while they're busy passing bills?
Yes.
What is, so it's just going into the market,
right,
undetected and undisclosed? And so it's in these products. It says here that it says the states considering legislation include North Dakota, Tennessee, Arizona, Idaho, and Missouri. And these are just the ones that are considering legislation. And they're not saying these are the only states where this is going to be happening.
Right.
Right. And so like Idaho House Bill 154 would make it a misdemeanor offense for anyone who provides or administers a vaccine using mRNA technology for use in an individual or any other mammal in this state. Arizona House Bill 2762 requires conspicuous labeling of all aquatic, livestock, or poultry products that received mRNA vaccines and prohibits these products from being labeled as organic. And then the Tennessee House Bill 0099 amends an existing law to prohibit the manufacture or sale of livestock or meat that contains mRNA vaccine of vaccines materials without a conspicuous label that there are such ingredients in the product. Then furthermore, in North Dakota, The state lawmakers filed SB 2384, which seeks to ban the use of mRNA vaccines in humans and to introduce a penalty for anyone breaking the prohibition. One more, Missouri State Representative Holly Jones, a Republican, is the lead sponsor of a bill requiring product labeling of all livestock meat containing potential gene therapy products. And so, you know, while we're talking about, you know, bills, again, we have to say a cautionary statement. What is going on in the meantime? This was supposed to be starting in April, as of April 1st. And it's April 20th already.
Right. And so who is going along with this program? There's very little information out there. There's enough information out there that it has prompted various state legislatures to quickly introduce legislation to either ban it or require labeling of it. But that could take months and months. And there's only a few states that are pursuing this.
Participating. Yeah. What about all of the other 40 odd states?
So this is one of those things that it shouldn't even be allowed to happen in the first place. It should be a felony for anybody to be tampering with our food on this level. We're talking about, you know, altering DNA.
Yeah. Especially or RNA. Especially since FDA is now not even allowing these vaccines anymore. They're now prohibited and now they're putting it in our livestock?
Right.
Yikes.
Yeah. And so a lot can happen. And this is one of those things where the deep state, the anti-Americans, the Bolsheviks, they've got their agenda. They're going to do whatever they want anyway. How fast can they get this disseminated before these laws catch up to them? And then they go, oh, okay, we'll stop doing it now.
Yeah. So regardless,
after the damage is done.
Regardless, I would just have to issue a cautionary statement to everyone saying, you might seriously consider buying only from your local farmer who you can talk to and ask.
That's right. Yeah, that's what we're doing. So,
yep.
Well, guys, we're out of time. You have a blessed and a safe weekend out there. And, you know, spend some time in the Word. This would be a
that's
good time
for
to
sure.
do that. So, otherwise, join us Sunday night for the weekly podcast or Monday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.